One of the greatest days in the life of Kansas City Royals pitcher Foster Griffin turned into a nightmare on July 25th, his birthday, no less. The left-hander, a former first-round draft choice, made his Major League Baseball debut in Detroit, pitching 1 2/3 scoreless innings before having to leave the game with a forearm strain. That strain turned out to be a serious injury, serious enough to require Tommy John surgery. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out all the info you need to connect and give at WWIB.com. 25-year-old Foster Griffin of the KC Royals is with me from Arizona, where he is rehabbing from that season-ending Tommy John surgery. So weird, Foster, strange, ultimately bittersweet day for you when you made your MLB debut in Detroit on no less than your 25th birthday, and you're gone for the season. Describe what happened, the situation that brought your season to an end here, will you?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was a crazy week to begin with. You know, it was, I didn't really get told I made the team until like a day before the season, till we broke. And then so I got told I made the team and went and packed a bag and we were on a plane to Cleveland. And then, you know, I did pitch the first 3 days in Cleveland and then we went to Detroit. And I pitched the next day in Detroit out of the bullpen. And yeah, it was my birthday, which was great. And I was super excited and super nervous coming into the game. And had a pretty good inning in 2/3. And then, you know, it just one pitch, I threw it, and just something didn't feel right in my elbow. And, you know, I think that was really tough for me is I've never really had any past injuries. This was my first time I've ever been taken out of a game or had any sort of arm trouble. So for it to, it was really tough mentally on me just because, you know, I was working my way towards that goal for 6+ years through the minor leagues and even more so, you know, going back to high school and before high school playing baseball. So for me to be healthy for my entire career and then have to come out due to an injury in my major league debut was really tough mentally, but, you know, nonetheless, I'm trying to, like, count the blessings and everything and really, really look at the bright side of things and know that I got there, and I know that I'll be able to get back.
So you throw to, what was it, 3 batters, and then your arm busts up. But here's the ironic thing. You're out there in your first Major League Baseball game, and you got the win.
Yeah. So it was weird. You know, our starter got hurt as well. So I was the second pitcher into the game, and we were actually down by a run when I came in, and then I threw my first inning, and then go and sit down, and we score like 8 runs, and then I come back out and get a couple outs before I get hurt. But yeah, it was. I even sometimes forget about that, just with all the things that transpired that day. That sometimes flips my mind.
Sure. So in the KC dugout, your manager, Mike Matheny, and the trainer could see your discomfort after that pitch, and they come out to the mound. You confab there. Did you think that maybe you could pitch through this thing, or did you have an idea that this, man, this is really a serious injury?
Yeah, so I knew it was in my forearm and elbow area, which is usually never good. But like I said, I've never been hurt before in all my years. So this is all like new territory for me. So I thought I like literally just tweaked it on one pitch, and then I was going to be okay. So they had me throw another pitch, like in, you know, when the trainers were out there and Mike Matheny was out there, and they said to, like, you know, throw it with some good effort just so you can test it to see if you can throw a game speed. And so I did, and I looked up at the radar gun, and it was like 82 miles an hour, and I'm usually, you know, in the low 90s. So I knew something was wrong. So at that point, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not at the point where I can compete at the high level right now. I need to go get this checked out.
Yeah, so you do get it checked out, and doctors say to you, you're going to have surgery, Tommy John surgery, your MLB season is over. Relate the process of trying to digest this kind of news after you've had this incredible, exciting moment of pitching your first Major League Baseball game.
Yeah, there were tears for sure. I was, you know, I tried to prepare myself mentally for the worst for that case. But it was just different when I got called in the office after the MRI and they're like, yeah, this is a grade 2+ tear of your UCL. And, you know, you're going to need total elbow reconstruction. So, you know, I keep going back to the point that I hadn't been hurt before. So this is just new territory. And I was like, you know, I know guys have had this surgery, you know, many guys have had this surgery and then come back, you know, just as good or even better sometimes. So, but it's just reverting back to the fact that I've worked my whole life to get to the big leagues and I was there for one appearance and then it happened. But, you know, like I said, I try and just count the blessings and everything. And then, you know, I did my research as far as who to get the surgery done by and then, you know, the rehab process. The Royals do a great job with their rehab doctor here in Arizona treating guys. So, you know, I'm very confident that I'll be able to come back. But, you know, at the same time, it's still tough to get over that hump as far as, you know, I only got a little taste of the big leagues. But, you know, at the same time, I'm confident I'll get back there.
I sure feel for you, Foster. This is crazy stuff, and it just adds to, you know, what has been a surreal, weird season here, the way it's turned. And I think we're out of time for today's show. I think we'll ask you back if you're willing and talk about what Major League Baseball was like, all this COVID stuff going on, and visit about your Royals in a rebuild and get your take on where the team is and where it's going. Foster Griffin, the left-hander, former first-round draft choice of the Kansas City Royals, had a brief stint on the mound this year before the arm injury. Foster, thanks for being here, and we will talk again very soon, all right?
Cool. Yeah, we'll do that.